Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
You on the radio, yeah.
You gotta get on the radio. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. This is the midweek special. This is where on Wednesday we jump online here and talk about what's happening during the week. Maybe what happened last weekend didn't fit in. Maybe what's not happening next weekend. We had a great show that we just actually recorded for this weekend, and want everybody to keep an eye out there on Tuesdays. We have been recording the show on Tuesdays and doing a Facebook Live, and you can jump on and ask your questions. So we got every question answered yesterday, which is great. We were able to fit it all into the show, which I'm excited about. It's nice that we can do something like that, as well as you can give us a call into the studio here, because we do have our 24/7 access line as well, and that will get you on the radio as well. That number, 503-521-7072. We don't do a 1-800 number because, well, quite frankly, who pays for long distance anymore anyway? 503-521-7072. Text, call onto that number, and you can get into the show. Well, I wanted to talk about a popular item that I've been watching on the net, and there was even a conversation overnight last night that popped up about rainscaping and about a new landscaping trend that's been going over the last few years out there. And I wanted to really give some good warnings out there to that, because, you know, you see online there's people taking, disconnecting their downspouts and putting it into this rockery going into the yard and stuff. And quite frankly, it is a horrible idea unless you've gone through and actually done the right plan for it. What do you mean? Well, if you disconnect that downspout and you put it into, let's call it 6 feet of rock going through and dropping it into your yard, the problem you've got is that that is going to damage your foundation. And you're going to do a lot of damage to your foundation if you're not careful. If you're in a wet area like here in Portland or even in the Midwest, you have created probably a nightmare scenario. So first off, if you're going to drop your downspout into anything to get it away from your house, I want to see whatever it does on the first 16 feet be waterproof where that doesn't soak into the soil. Even worse, if it's going to go across the front of the house, I want to see it waterproof until it gets 16 feet away from the house. So from any point of the foundation, I want to see it go out that far. Now, if you're going to do one of those beautiful rivers coming out of that goes out to the street or out to a lower area, I want to see that 100% waterproof underneath that until it gets out that area. Because here's what happens. You know, if you've got a foundation or any crawl space or any basement right there, what happens is that you're now putting all that water pressure up there on top of the ground, all that weight, and you're injecting that into the soil. Now, concrete by itself is not really waterproof. Moisture loves to go through concrete. Now, here's the problem. If you've got moisture going through concrete consistently, it's grabbing all the minerals and activating all the stuff coming through there. That in itself can cause efflorescence. And when the efflorescence starts, now you've got concrete breaking down and now you're damaging your foundation. Not as well, I mean, here's the other thing too, is as that moisture comes through, you're putting into a unconditioned space, which can lead to mold, it can lead to mildew, and it can lead to crawl space or basement flooding. So if you're gonna be doing one of these rain landscaping things, I wanna see a lot of waterproofing all the way out 16 feet. Otherwise, guess what? You are adding tens of thousands of dollars of damage to your house, and you're going to cause some serious damage. We saw it here in Portland when, we used to have in the city of Portland this interesting problem where everybody's downspouts went into the sewer system and they combined the sewer and storm drain. Well, of course, that created a problem. So 15, 20, 30 years ago, depending on where you're at, they went through and gave tax breaks for people to disconnect those storm drains. Well, so now the gutters dropped out in the yard, and every one of these homes that had those where the downspout just kicked right out next to the foundation in Portland, they've got significant foundation damage compared to the homes that stayed connected to the sewer system because they let them disconnect them, but they didn't actually force them into putting it into a system that contained the water. So now you've got homes out there that need $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 with the damage just to restore that foundation. And so now there's some homes that have some big problems out there. Now, here's the other problem as well. If you create a problem out there and you've got water coming in, I was in a house that had a perimeter drain around the inside of their foundation down in the basement. And this was here, actually not too far away from my house. Problem was, is that this water was dropping down next to the home. It was running down the foundation and it was coming down into the crawl space. The problem was, as the water came down, there was enough water that it was actually grabbing material and undermining the foundation. I went down into the space, got into the basement, started looking around, and there was a 12-inch cavity under the bottom of the foundation wall where water had been grabbing dirt, pulling it in, and going into that gutter drain system. And the guy was complaining that he had had three or four different sump pumps fail because of dirt that he was sucking up. The problem was that dirt was holding his house up. And I don't want to see what that foundation system was going to cost to put that back in there, because no matter what he did, that is going to be the problem and it was going to be expensive. Now, he could go in there with like a new wall system or something like that and hold it up on the inside. But still, you've got to deal with that foundation being completely undermined. All right, everybody, be careful out there. Be careful what you do with these gutter systems out there in this these storm drains. And make sure that water gets 16 feet away from the house before it's soaking into the ground. And make sure that you've got that all taken care of. And if you don't, that might be a good project this fall. All right, everybody, be safe out there. Coming up on Saturday, we've got a great show ahead. We're going to talk about painting kitchen cabinets because that is a hot trend right now. And I want to let you know kind of what the work is. We take a bunch of listener questions as well. And then, do you save or do you remodel that bathroom? We're going to dive into that on Saturday or this weekend, depending on where you're listening to the show. Catch us noon to 2 on Portland, in Portland here on AM 860 The Answer, or anywhere out on the Envision Radio Network, or catch the podcast out there for hour one and hour two of Around the House. Everybody, have a great week. See you on Saturday.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's millboard.com.